Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. Hello to all of you listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, Radio, Podbean, and, of course, my growing Blog Talk Radio community. And those of you who may be joining me in the chat room, but unfortunately, I am having a little technical difficulty with that, so I apologize. Hope you're having a great start to your week. And, of course, today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And, of course, as always, a little later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, today, it is week two of the two-part series on moving, and this time I want to just share with you some strategies on how to organize an office, because a lot of you are moving your homes, but of course you have an office in your home. So that whole strategy on just making sure that things continue, the business continues to flow without any interruption during all of that moving. So I'm going to share some strategies with you. And, of course, my app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and my product suggestion for the week. But my question of the week was, how many times have you experienced an office move? And it came from a variety. It was a variety of responses. Rose said she's moved 7 times in 14 years, doing only 3 different jobs. Alisa has her last job, she had 5 to 6 moves. And Curtis said 5 moves. So you guys have moved a lot with your office. And, of course, according to statistics on how often do people change careers, it says the report shows that those people change jobs on average 11.7 times, which meant that you probably changed. When you change jobs, you changed an office. So with that said, I wanted to get right into our topic this evening. But for those of you who do not know, I am, of course, the host and producer of this podcast, and I have been an organizer for over 25 years. And my mission is to help people attract more money, more love, and more happiness in their lives. And if you didn't already know, I've been featured on HGTV and the Rachel Ray Show, as well as the Better Home and Garden magazine. So, of course, with a move, any move, whether it's the office, whether it's the home, you got to start with a date. So, of course, you know, I just received a text from a friend, and, of course, her move date is in June, so she's got a date. But she's also got a home office. And, of course, this is like a busy time of year for her. So what should she do? And, of course, these are strategies you can use as well. But first, you start with a date. And when you are dealing with a home office, in reality, because you are probably have a home-based business or you work out of your home, you generate income from working in that space, that really should be like the last thing that you really pack up. And one of the things that I've done over the years is basically I really leave my home office till like the last 2 days. Because most of my moves have been on a Saturday. So basically with that is that I pack up everything I possibly can. You know, my bookcase, because a lot of times you have those books, those reference materials you really don't need, at least as you're getting closer and winding down to that move date. So pack any resource information, any files, any archives, and this is a great time to purge as well. So the first thing you want to do is go to those archives, that information that you're keeping because you need to keep legally or you just need to keep because you want to have it on file. So make sure you go through, get rid of any years you don't need, organize it, pack it up, label it. Then the next thing is all of your books and all of your reference material that you don't necessarily need, organize it and pack it. Then when you get to your supplies, make sure, of course, you know you leave out some paper and some pens, but really when you have, like, those extra supplies, make sure you put them in a specific box and label it. Then, of course, you've got your technology piece as well. And you definitely want to make sure that you pack up all of the technology that you have, you use, and all the accessories with that, and you pack that in a specific box as well. But you definitely want to start with a date. You definitely want to make sure you get your supplies, your boxes, your tape, your bubble wrap, because there are certain supplies that, of course, you are going to have to bubble wrap. Then, of course, you want to get sheets of paper and a notebook, just like last week, so you can make sure you know what's in what box, because you may, by some chance, during your move, get a call, and you will need to actually access some information. If you are moving an office with your home, of course, like I mentioned last week, you definitely want to get some referrals. And, of course, envision how you want your new office space to look. So if you are in a position and you want to get new furniture, great. If you're going to use existing furniture, maybe there are going to be some pieces that you want, but you don't, or maybe pieces you don't want. My desk, and because now I'm more or less have a laptop as opposed to desktops, I usually break my desk down. If I'm moving on a Saturday, my desk is broken down at least by midday on Friday. So I'm not staying up late doing that type of work because I can basically use my table or use my little laptop in order to work on my computer. Or I do have a TV dinner tray that I can work off as well. And I like having those just for TV dinners, but also for occasions like that as well. So you break down your desk. You break down, and I would really, if you're moving on a Saturday or even 2 days before, break down whatever furniture you need to break down in regards to your office. Don't leave it until the last minute. But, you know, make sure you keep all of the things and the items related to your office together. So have a box of supplies. Make sure your files are together. Make sure your books are together. And, of course, you're working on current projects. So gather all of those and put them in a specific box, label it, even put a colorful tape on it so you'll know you need to open that box first. Because what I do is everything that's on my desk, I get one of those huge Tupperware bins, and I put everything on my desk from my In-N-Out basket to my pencil cups to my paper clips. And to even files and information that I'm currently working on, I put them in a big bin so that I know I need to open it first. So once I move, I set my desk up, and I can put everything where I need it. So therefore, that Monday morning, I can, you know, just go with the flow and continue to work while I am still unpacking other areas of my home and my life. So usually, how I function my desk and I make sure that I schedule it so that the cable company comes and sets up my internet, if nothing else, so that I can continue to be running. And then, you know, I move on a Saturday, and on a Sunday, I'm usually like setting up my bedroom always gets set up first, then my office, then my kitchen. So, and, you know, you can really begin to create how you need to set up. You know, I always need my bed set up my bedroom set up first, because with moving and everything, you're going to be tired, you're going to be exhausted, so you need a good night's sleep. And there's nothing like falling asleep in a really nice bedroom. So that's the first thing. And then, of course, I like my office set up so that I can at least check emails, stay on top of any projects, keep things flowing. And then I slowly begin to work in other areas, you know, making sure my kitchen begins to get set up so I can begin to eat in my kitchen. And then other areas, like the living room and the dining room area. But, you know, decide on what's important. Like one of my clients who moved with children, she made sure her children's rooms were all set up because they were in school and she didn't want anything to mess with their flow. And the same thing when you're moving an office. Now, if you're moving, and this is a home office, but what about if you are moving an office office? Well, of course, the first thing is you want to, and this is something that I did. I basically, because of the person I was working with, I took pictures of her desk so that when the furniture and everything was moved, I could set up her desk exactly the way she wanted it. But with this particular client, basically she was downsizing. So we first had to go into the new space and decide what was going to go where. We were going to put a filing cabinet here. Instead of it being in the office, there was a nice little area in the waiting room where we could actually put the filing cabinet. How we were going to set up the conference room. We were going to actually, that was going to be transformed into a conference room / library. Her office was going, instead of just having her own office, she was going to actually be sharing her office and how those desks would be set up. So when you are downsizing, that's what you want to do, is you want to make sure that you know where everything is, and that may be creating a layout, creating some maps. So that way when you have movers, all you have to do is point, and that makes that transition a lot easier and a lot smoother. So if you are downsizing to a smaller size, look at the space, plan the space, and then therefore decide what pieces will go so you don't have to move with everything. And whatever's left, donate it, sell it, et cetera. So I do hope, you know, that kind of helped you. But, again, set a date. Gather your supplies, your boxes, your tapes, your bubble wrap, et cetera. Get a sheet of paper out or a notebook and plan. Like, okay, this is my all of the books of all the technology and the equipment, and I mean the box, excuse me, and this is what's in it and listed. Get some referrals from movers, too. I mean, a person who moves a home is different than a person you would get to move your office. And then when moving and deciding what to take, envision what the new space will look like, whether you're moving with everything or you're downsizing. And, of course, extra supplies, reference material, et cetera. And, of course, technology should be the last thing you pack, but the first thing you unpack. And then sometimes it's just getting started, just doing a little. You know, maybe doing a drawer at a time, a shelf at a time. But once you have a date, then work towards just getting things, you know, packing those things that you don't need. Just like last week I said, this time of year you don't need the Christmas and holiday decorations, so you can pack those first. Pack the reference material you don't need. Pack the extra office supplies that you may not need. So I hope that helps you in your office move. And, you know, be sure to just, you know, drop me a line, whether it's via social media or going to my website at janetmtaylor.com. Click on the contact page and say, Janet, you said all that stuff, but I'm still confused with my move. So do that as well. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering every one of our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized for over 180,000 audio programs. You download the title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized and get started today. And my audiobook selection for this week is Entree Leadership by Dave Ramsey. 20 years of practical business wisdom from the trenches. Entree Leadership from Dave Ramsey. 20 years of practical business wisdom from the trenches. So, it is spring, officially here soon. Mother's Day will be here. And I want to know, If you're tired of living with the piles from last year, are you ready to find things the first time you look? Do you want to better manage your time and your life? Well, then join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. And, of course, this is for an investment of $7 a month. The first month is $1, and it's personalized strategies from me. So once you become a member of this group, you can always send me a message and, like, and show me pictures and videos and saying, Janet, I need help. This is what my room looks like, and I don't know what to do and where to start. So you get that. Of course, you get the support from the group. And, of course, you get to see be the first to see product reviews and different types of organizing products that are available in the home and in the office. So, again, that is a Get My Life Totally Organized group, and you just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and click the link for a description and on how to get started. And, again, you just order in a $7 a month membership fee. So now, Taylor's tip time. As you organize your move, you need to purge. So, one, you want to go through your drawers and purge the pencil cup, the file drawers, and just purge, purge, purge. And sometimes get rid of office supplies and equipment, et cetera, that you have had but you no longer need and you don't even use. You want to donate where possible. So you may have extra things in your office just laying around. So donate them to a nonprofit or other organizations that you know would appreciate it. Pack your desk items in one container, as I shared with you. That's one of the things I do, and it just makes it so easy. So when you move, you set your desk up, you've got one container that has all your little things, like your pencil cups and your paperclip holders and maybe your inspirational frames, et cetera. Also, give your desk a good cleaning, because that's the first time that it'll, you know, be clear, completely clear. So give it a nice cleaning with your favorite cleaning product. And, of course, then you set up. So, again, go through your drawers, pencil cup, your file drawers, and purge. Donate where possible. Pack desk items in one container. Give your desk a good cleaning, and you set it up. So those are my tips in the Taylor's Tip time. And as I shared last week, the power keys to an organized you. I am extending it for all of my Blog Talk Radio listeners that instead of 2 hours, you get 3 hours for $59. So all it is 3 virtual hours with me, and you just show me pictures, you show me a video, you let me know what you want to organize, and I will give you strategies on how to tackle that clutter and get organized. So all you do is you click the link in the show page, the Power Keys link, and you can get started. Well, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, and your sharing. Please continue to share, and please check out my Pinterest board, and I've got a Pinterest board on some moving tips. And, of course, today is Monday. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. Time this week to organize that junk drawer. So the next time you go to create, whether you're writing a thought or painting a picture, the clutter will not hinder your creative flow. So now moving on to my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion, and my product suggestion. My app suggestion for this week is Trello, and it is information at a glance. Dive into details by adding comments, attachments, due dates, and more directly in Trello cards, and collaborate on projects from beginning to end. My repurpose suggestion is check out my board that's Repurpose the Office. And then, of course, my product suggestion is always check out my Amazon shop for products that can help you organize your office, help you, and help you with your move as well. Well, my quote for the week is, make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement. Again, make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into the flames of achievement. Well, next week I'll be talking about downsizing. So if you have decided to downsize and live a minimalist life, you know how you can do that, specifically when you're moving. And then I am excited because May is coming up and we've got three wonderful shows scheduled. The first two are going to be with Dr. Angela Chester, and this is going to be specifically for you moms out there, and it's time for you to reclaim your space, because I've been having conversations with moms and seeing those photos, and a lot of you have grown children, and the stuff is still in the house, and even though you still ask them nicely to let it go. So we're going to have a part one, part two conversation with Dr. Angela Chester on how you as moms can reclaim your space in your home. Part one is just really understanding, you know, why it's happening. And then part two is going to be like, okay, these are some strategies on how you can make it happen so you can get this stuff out of the house. And then we're going to be talking to Melvina Davis in regards to self-care and how we as women need to put ourselves at the top of the to-do list and some things that we can do in order to really give ourselves that self-care we so much deserve, especially after working outside the home and working in the home and working in the community and in groups and organizations and ministries. And so you know my name. My name is always devoted to moms. And, of course, an announcement. I will be changing the time of this podcast, so we will no longer be broadcasting live at 8 o'clock. I will let you know when we make the determination. We'll still be on Mondays, that I know of, but I'm just going to see. And, of course, you know, a lot of you listen to this after it has aired, so you get to download it. So I'm still coming to you once a week, but I'm just going to change the time when it is aired live. So, but we will still continue to come once a week. We'll still be doing, of course, the abbreviated version of 30 minutes, which is a little bit more packed, and it gives you all the nuggets that you need on a weekly basis. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I'm excited. I hope that in this season, because we are, it's hard to believe it is April 22nd. Ooh, 4 months have gone by real fast in 2019. So what are some of the things you've decided you wanted to do in your home, your office, and your life? I mean, have you accomplished it? Have you started it? Because it's not too late. All you have to do, you know, I talked to a friend yesterday, and she said, I just feel overwhelmed. Because she's got a lot going on. And I think a lot of you out there listening have so much going on. You got things going on full-time at work. Then, of course, you may be going to school, or you may have a business that you're starting, or the business may be almost full-time now. And you've got family, and you've got obligations in your community and your church and everywhere else. Breathe. And if you feel like your brain is full, if you feel like you just have got so much going on and you don't even know what to do and you need to just have a moment to think, breathe. But also I want you to do this. Whether you take out a piece of paper, whether you take out a huge post-it, I want you to begin to just do what they call a brain dump. And I just want you to start writing every idea down. And do it once a week, even if you have to. Because yesterday, that's what I did, Easter Sunday. I sat here with my notebook in the afternoon, and I just wrote down everything that was in, that was just kind of swirling in my brain. And once I wrote it down, then I organized it, because I realized it came into six different categories, because it was six different areas of my life. You know, I've got the business part of my life with the two businesses, but then I'm also working on collaborative projects with two people, with two sets of groups. And then, of course, I've got Janet, and then, of course, I've got my other business, which is, you know, for those of you who don't know, I am a licensed life insurance agent now. So I've got all of that going on. And I was just like, okay, I got all this stuff going on. And it made me feel so much better. Ah, the sun was shining a little bit brighter. So once I did that, wrote everything down, then I categorized it, and then that list became part of things I can kind of incorporate in my week. I didn't incorporate them. I just had two sheets of paper. One sheet of paper had all the little things in each little quadrant with Janet M. Taylor, totally organized, et cetera. But then I also had my weekly to-do list. And then as I looked at my schedule and my day, it was like, okay, I can incorporate this into Monday. And then that was it. And then now tomorrow I won't be able to incorporate too much because I've got a lot of client meetings. But then I can incorporate some other things by the end of the week. So maybe by the end of the week I'll have all the little items and things checked off. But if I don't, I'll move them to the next week, and I'm going to do the same thing over and over again. Because I think sometimes we try to carry everything in our brain and let it out, let it go, write it down. Okay, so you can't get to it this week, but at least you have got a running list of what needs to be done. You know, right in front of me right now, there's a running list of six things I need to do every month. And those six things are basically making sure that I have all the episodes for my podcast, making sure I have my blogs written. Once the blog's written, make sure I create the e-zine. Make sure I do my social media calendar. Make sure I write an article or do a radio interview. Make sure I do some type of webinar speaking engagement. Now, the webinar speaking engagement, writing the article, and radio interview, I have not been as consistent with, but I'm glad to say that I at least did an effort today on both of those areas. So I'm here to tell you, do one thing at a time, one task, but get it out. Get it out and list it. So at least if you've got it listed down, you don't have to worry about forgetting it. And you can breathe a little easier, sleep a little better, and know that you too can be on your journey to living an organized life, living a balanced life. So that's my little 2 cents for the end of the show. But again, next week, it'll be the conclusion of I'm moving. So I'll be talking about downsizing into a smaller space. And, of course, get ready for May as we talk about how moms can reclaim their space but also put themselves at the top of their to-do list. So thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, you have a clutter-free day, but you also have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter.